This is Coach EJ, the brand.
And Coach Aaron, the source.
Aaron, our topic today is players not really informing their coaches or their trainers about an injury that has happened previously or is in existence right at the moment. They're afraid to tell the coach and they're afraid of losing their position on the field, or they're afraid that if they don't tell the coach that, or if they do tell the coach that, it's going to hurt them. And they don't realize they're hurting themselves by not communicating that to the coach or their trainer, their status of their health.
Yeah, I think that's very important. And it's actually part of the growth process of these young people becoming real athletes. And it has to do with communicating what's going on with their bodies. It has to do with them empowering themselves and making decisions on what happens with their body. And, you know, a whole host of other things that really need to be in place for the athletic development. And I get it, because, you know, an athlete might be afraid that, hey, okay, if I tell coach I'm hurt, I'm not going to get any playing time. And the whole thing about, you know, maybe someone's going to get in front of me, whatever the case may be. And then there's also a culture that you see on TV about grit it out. And you, every time they show a highlight of someone training, it's they're dripping buckets of sweat. And they're grunting, and you know, right. there's this litany of like Rocky moments that everyone I think has the impression that, you know, training and athletics is. And I don't know, I'm a more cerebral kind of guy. I think a lot of your biggest moments in sports are very quiet and very subdued,
right?
And have more to do with flow than they have to do anything else than, you know, any outward expression of this big explosion and thunderbolt and lightning, you know, and all the rest of that.
Yeah. All that music going on, like,
yeah, soundtrack behind you, you know.
Exactly. And you're getting pumped up and you've just run 5 miles of full sprinting, you know, come on, really? Right. I hear you with that one, man. I just, I always tell players, whether they're training privately with me or out at an event or our team per se, is I always say, I lead off with this, Aaron. How are we feeling today?
Exactly.
How's everybody feeling? How are the legs? How's your core? How's your arm? How's your head? How do you feel today? You know, I lead that off with every practice, because you're giving the athlete an opportunity to speak up.
Exactly. You know, and you know, good coaches do that.
Yeah.
Good coaches do that.
Yeah, right? You give them that opportunity. And then a lot of times at the closing of the event, how you feel now?
Exactly. You
know, yep. Give yourself 1 to 10. How'd you feel at the beginning of the workout or event? Or how do you feel now? And it gives them a baseline to say, hey, you're all right. You worked really hard. And it felt all right to do that. And you're not hurting. And I always tell them, take account of how you feel the next day.
Right.
How you feel. And then you can kind of figure out what your threshold is if you do have an injury or if you are injured. And a lot of times I think a lot of kids are afraid to come and talk to coach about an injury because I think they feel they're going to get in trouble. Right. You know, like they're in trouble for something. They did something wrong.
Right.
And that's entirely the wrong approach. I think a good coach says, you know, how'd you do that? What kind of activity were you doing? And what do we need to do today to keep you where you're at so you don't get worse? And be smart about that. Maybe you need a day of rest. You're going to rest this day. You're still going to do the stretching. You're still going to do your mobility. You're still going to do the stuff. But we're just going to back off on this one exercise, because I think movement's important. When you're injured, you just can't be sedate either, unless it's a major injury and it happens right away. But movement, getting blood flow, if a player has a sore arm and just getting some movement into it, doesn't hurt it, as long as they don't have to have surgery, obviously. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mentioned something that's key, and in this discussion is you give them a chance to opt in when you ask them. And the key is the key, that opens the communication. It prompts the athlete, an athlete out there, that's the coach prompting you in a safe way to say, hey, there is something going wrong with me, coach. So when you hear that athlete, that's your opening to at least address it with the coach if there's something going on. So I think that the athletes need to recognize that as a cue. Now, if you don't have a coach that's in tune enough to do that sort of thing, then parents, you've got to get involved and you've got to ask your athlete, hey, how are you feeling when you're dropping them off? Hey, how are you feeling when you pick them up? This way, if there is something going on, it doesn't go unnoticed. And then either you and the athlete can bring it up to the coach, or you can then prompt your athlete to bring it up to the coach.
Right.
But it doesn't kind of, it doesn't end up festering for weeks and get to the point where, okay, it's real apparent that the athlete is injured because he can't do anything. Athlete says, I can't lift my arm. I can't move my leg. Well, by then it's too late. And so I think that communication is that first line of defense for something that might be minor, preventing it to becoming something major.
Right. And that's a great tip to the parents and to the players, is they're communicating to each other. And the second thing, Aaron, is the parent or the player needs to communicate to the coach right away and say, hey, this happened. And, you know, instead of letting it go for 2 weeks, you know, some people let it go for 2 or 3 weeks and don't really let the coach know. So I think right away say, hey, what should we do?
Right.
And parents, get advice to your coach. Like if there's something going on, tell him, hey, he did this in practice. This is happening over and over again. Do you think, you know, what do you think we should do? You know, so parents, reach out to the coach, reach out to the trainer, and have open communication. There's nothing wrong with it. Coaches like talking to the parents. I think parents saying, oh, can't talk to the coach. I want parents to talk to me personally because I get to know them and their athlete a little bit better. And it's easier to open up those lines of communication.
And to the athletes and parents, start to understand the onset of an injury. Some injuries are very acute. In other words, there might be an instance where you see, oh man, they rolled their ankle, or some other kind of trauma happened, where, you know, maybe on a collision or something like that. But others are a lot more subdued, especially in sports like baseball, where you have repetitive stress injuries.
Right.
Those things won't necessarily present themselves initially as an injury. So tendonitis, those sorts of things kind of come on over time. And you want to make sure you talk to your athlete about, you know, muscle soreness and how long should you be sore. And if you're sore longer than this period of time, hey, maybe we need to address this and get this checked out. I say, if you want to use a safe rule of thumb, if you're sore anywhere for more than 72 hours, that's 3 days. There's probably something going on. And it might be very minute, but it could be the beginnings of something that if it goes unchecked, can turn into something even greater later on.
Right.
Especially when you're talking about those soft tissue injuries. You know, I get these kids, sometimes they have muscle strains, like hamstring strains, and they spend days where they're trying to run through it and they're running subpar. And as a coach, that can be taken two ways. You can inquire and say, hey, maybe there's something wrong with this athlete, or hey, this kid is holding back. They're being lazy, you know, in the workout. So you can clear a lot of things up just by communicating. And I know there's a fear of sitting out, but a good coach can find alternatives for you to keep you busy. And so the reason why I'm saying that is sometimes athletes might have an injury or something, or feel that something is wrong. And what does the parent do? Oh, you're not going to practice. They completely shut the athlete down.
Right.
And so the athlete doesn't go to practice for 4, 5, 6 days, and they've sat around and maybe they feel better, but they're not healed. And then what happens after 5 days? They go back out and they try and play, and boom, they hurt themselves again.
Yeah.
And then also the coach is wondering, well, why haven't you been here the last 5 days?
Right.
You know? And again, you're going to have varying degrees of coaches who are going to understand that and how to navigate it. And then you're going to have those who, well, if you're hurt, there's no reason for you to be here. But just if they say that, doesn't mean that there's no reason for you not to do anything.
Right.
Okay, that's not an excuse not to do anything. You may have to start to do some things to rehab the injury. You may do some other light types of activities. Right. Now is the time where you might do some of the cross-training activities we talked about, things that still keep you in shape, keep you moving, keep you athletic, but don't aggravate the injury.
Right. I think that's a common thread, is that when players get injured or they have some sort of injury, that they just all of a sudden just stop all activity.
Yeah.
And said it any better, is that that's the worst thing you can do.
Right.
Especially if you're out for an extended amount of time, that could be anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, I've had guys on our team that have arm injuries, and a guy's a good outfielder. We might, at the beginning of practice, when the guys are throwing, we might hit him a whole bunch of ground balls and fly balls. So he's moving still and making plays. So when he gets back into that position where they're 100%, that they haven't lost anything, but maybe they've gained something. Because they've worked really hard at that, you know. So I think you can do a lot of dry drills. You could do a lot of, like you say, other specific activities to focus through that. So don't be afraid to tell your
coach. That's right. Don't shut down, because again, it's rest and recovery. Hmm. Rest is the time off from the activity. Recovery is the act of engagement of doing things that are going to help prepare or repair the injury. So those two always should be going together. It's not just rest. Now, if it's just a matter of fatigue, yeah.
Right.
But, you know, if there's something a little bit more, and again, there's different degrees of strains and that sort of thing, you want to start the recovery process as well.
Well spoken, Aaron, with that. And I think that concludes what we're going to talk about today about the injuries. About injuries, please report. Parents, please, you know, communicate with your coach and let them know about what's happening. And players, speak up too. I mean, it's your career. It's important for you to own that also. So this is EJ, the brand.
And Aaron, the source. We'll see you.